bigger. You know, he already had a decent sized penis, but now he got a bigger one. And then his wife is not happy with it because she said it's too hard to give a beej. This is what people don't think about.
Right.
It's not just the vagina that a penis goes into. There are other locations.
Yeah, there's penises go everywhere.
Yes.
And it has to be, a penis has to be like a little black dress.
Yes.
It has to suit all
it
occasions.
It has to suit all occasions. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
You're kicking off.
Oh, I'm kicking off. Yeah. I'm kicking off this episode here.
All right.
All right. Welcome, listeners.
That's the Katie kickoff.
This is my kickoff. Welcome. Welcome, listeners. Jaquetta, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yes. Okay. My first segment here is going to be advice on advice.
Oh, cool. Advice on advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that frankly stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on advice, hence hashtag advice on advice.
That's right. Okay. So this is from Margot Howard.
Okay.
Who is actually Ann Landry's daughter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So dear Margot. Is the column. So she should have this in her blood. She should be
at this. Is she like in all the papers? Or
she's at some syndicated column.
Okay.
So the operative word is she should be very good at this.
Oh no, because it should be in her genes, right?
Yeah. Okay. So dear Margot, I recently went on a trip with several friends for a guys only weekend.
Okay.
Since we were staying over.
Give it a little butch flavor to it though. I thought you were doing a woman.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I recently went on a trip with several friends for guys only weekend.
Yeah.
How's that?
So you're less enthusiastic. That's what equals guys for us.
Yeah.
More aloof. Okay, so guys weekend.
All right. Since we were staying overnight, I shared a room with one of these friends.
Okay.
Quote unquote, Bob.
That's the worst. Bob.
Yeah, come on.
He never gets anything wrong. Okay. Bob is always trouble.
Try Stefan.
Have you ever known a guy named Bob?
Yeah.
That goes by Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Many.
I've known lots of Robs, Roberts, Robbies, Bobby, but Bob never. All right, let's see.
I have an Uncle Bob.
That's different, though. I feel like everyone has
I have an aunt and uncle that are twins, Robert and Roberta.
That's awesome.
So it's Bob and Bert.
Do they look alike?
No.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, back to our question.
Bob and Bert.
I know.
I like Bert.
I like Bert, too. Right. Yeah. I like them both as people.
No, I'm talking about the name. I don't know Bert.
All right.
Sounds awesome, though.
Okay. He and I and our wives are very close friends, having vacation together. I decided to bring some very personal pictures of my wife with me.
Excuse me? How long was this trip, dude? Just remember what she looked like.
Just a weekend, right?
Yeah, if your wife is that smoking, surely it's imprinted in your mind.
Very personal pictures, so
okay.
He needed some alone time with his wife.
Okay. With pictures of his wife.
Yeah, so for me, 2 days away from my wife is a very long time.
Okay. Hubba hubba.
The plan was to make sure the pictures were in a safe place at all times.
So these are actual photographs?
Photographs.
That's old
Very
school.
Very personal.
You know what? Then maybe he's doing it the right way and he's got Polaroids.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of like making a digital copy that sometimes can be safer, right? Because it's just one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I consumed more alcohol than I should have and left the pictures out.
Oh. Wait, so he started with the pictures? Started, then drank, and then
just
couldn't
kind of whatever.
Left him out.
Left
okay.
Him out. You know, his beer in his hand.
Yeah, pictures in the other.
Yeah. Leaving no other hand.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I consumed more alcohol. Here we are. Okay, before I woke up, I realized what I had done. My friend had already seen the pictures.
And had used them to their fullest capacity.
Oh, woo!
Yeah. I mean, what's the...
Is it somebody that you know?
Yeah. Bob.
Initially, I was in a state of shock. I couldn't believe I had exposed my wife like this.
Literally exposed my wife.
Eventually, my friend and I got into a pretty detailed discussion of our wives.
Really?
Boy.
Why? Well, he's seen everything, so I'd be like, let me see your wife.
Yeah.
Let me see what you got. If I can't see something now, I'll come over later. Check her out then.
At some point, I realized that I actually liked that he saw my wife like that.
Huh?
Several months have gone by and I can't stop thinking about it. I'm not sure why, but I want my friend to see my wife like that again.
Like what?
Everyone was in the picture.
I know,
it's
but
personal.
I feel like for some people, personal is just like a nude.
It
And for other people, personal is, you know, with a cucumber or something.
Yeah,
you
right, know? Right. I know. We
in
don't
a costume.
Know. We don't.
She could just be in dressed up like Inspector Gadget, and that's his thing. Yeah. Who knows?
And that's personal.
Like that.
Yeah. Or it could have been like a glamour shot with a
yeah,
rose.
A boudoir or yeah. something.
I've come close to asking him if he wants to see more pictures of her. But I stopped myself.
Good for you.
He's weird. He seems to be uncomfortable with the situation, maybe even a little remorseful that he told me so much about his own wife. My question is this.
Because you're a freak. He's seeing what you and your wife get up to, and he's like, why did I tell him about Sandra? We don't even do anything that, you know, interesting.
Now I have to up my game. Now yeah. To you know, concoct something. Okay, my question is this. Is it normal that I want to show off my wife? What is it that makes me want to do this?
Okay. This is a weird... I don't think there's anything... I'm not sure what the problem here is. Like, it seems like if you want people to look at pictures of your wife, there are plenty of people who will do so.
Yeah.
The question is, though, how does your wife feel about
that's
it?
Exactly.
If the wife is into it, too, hey, then. Bob's your uncle. The game is afoot. You know what I mean? Like, do what
no
you have to do.
No pun intended yeah. with our other Bob. Yeah, because if you're calling Bob your uncle now and then wanting to see the wife, yes. yeah, I don't like that. That's... Anyway, so the advice is...
Well, Bob's your uncle's a saying.
I know. Okay. I know that. But okay.
I don't know what it means. That's what I was going to follow up with. But I know it's a saying.
It's Bob's your uncle.
What does it mean?
It means like...
Et voilà?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind
good.
Of. And there you go. And
okay.
so forth.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we've settled
long
that.
Long story short.
So you knew more than me on
yeah.
this one. Okay.
Yeah. Just because you used the name Bob here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't want any kind of... You know, all right. So here's the advice.
Okay.
Let us call what is behind your new urge a kink. Different things turn different people on.
Okay.
Your newfound interest in show and tell sounds a little regressive, but there you are.
Wow, really? Don't insult people's kink. That's not cool.
I know, right?
That's not cool.
I will tell you this, however. Should your wife ever get wind of this, your life won't be worth a plug nickel. That's the advice.
That's the advice.
So she totally, first of all, she's like insulting.
Yeah,
kink.
She's insulting the guy. He's got a hot wife. He thinks it's cool for people to look at her. He gets them hot, whatever.
Yeah. And then who knows? A wife may want everyone to see this.
That's what I'm saying. The yeah. wife may not care. That's something I feel like you have to, okay, is there more advice?
No, that's it. That's why I'm like Margo.
I hope she didn't get paid for this.
She sure did.
That's terrible.
This is terrible advice.
It's one-liners?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole thing. There's yeah, so much to unpack with this.
I know.
And she gives one line. First of all, we're critiquing the advice on the, it was too brief.
It's too brief. And then she didn't talk much about, I mean, she didn't even address like this kind of, this betrayal of
yeah.
the wife. And just
made
was
possible
like,
betrayal of the wife. Yeah.
Right. She just said if she, and just made the assumption that the wife wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
And she's kind of telling him like, oh, if she ever finds out, you're in trouble. Well, and so it's like, keep it hidden from her.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. I mean, what I would tell this guy is maybe have a discussion with the wife
absolutely.
First. And then if that guy is not comfortable with that conversation that you had, just don't have that conversation again.
Yeah.
These are two guys who know each other okay.
Yeah.
They're probably, with the passage of time, this
oh,
other guy's
very
gonna,
close friends.
Oh, they're
they,
very
they
close
they
friends?
All the couples vacation together.
So then it'll probably just, like, do guys get hung up on stuff like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, eventually, they'll probably just forget. If you don't bring up the wife in the pictures again, it's like, forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah, guys will forget.
Yeah.
Or they'll just... No, they won't. Guys like all sex things.
Or, but either that, or they'll be like, hey, you know, Phil's got a weird thing where he wants people to look at pictures of his wife, like, yeah. in the buff. It's like, all right, that's Phil's
the glamour thing. Shots.
Yeah, that's what Phil does. Yeah, we've all yeah. seen it. You're the last one. You just got the glamour shots? That's just the beginning. That's the tip of the iceberg. By the way, Sandra's totally into it.
Yeah. Oh, and they pretend that they're not into it. Yes. They are. But the same okay. word, pineapple.
But this doesn't the setup sound weird?
Yeah.
He's like, I have these pictures, sexy pictures of my wife.
That we can't be apart
that we can't, that I can't show to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be really careful with them. But then you go on a camping trip and you leave them out for
yeah.
everybody to see? Like,
yeah.
really? That sounds like you wanted people to see them.
Yeah.
Like, if I have something I don't want you to see, I'm not going to, like,
see,
be waving it around.
Right.
And then leave it out and pass out next to it. You know what I mean? Like.
That's it. Because now he's like, because I did this, now I realize I like it. He always liked it.
He always liked it. He was setting this whole trip
yeah.
up. The whole camping trip was about that picture of Sandra bent over, picking, you know, pretending to be a secretary, dropped a file or something.
Yeah. And doing the thing where her fingers to her lip, like,
mm. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Is there more? Oh, my God. That's terrible. Terrible advice.
It's terrible.
Legitimate advice. Question.
Great question.
Maybe he should have sent it to, like, Dan Savage.
Yeah.
Somebody right? who could actually address some of his, right. you
Dan
know,
Savage
issues.
Dan Savage is the go-to man.
Yeah, for the sexy stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Boo.
Or us.
Yeah, you could definitely come to us with the sexy questions, too. I just found this. This was a really weird thing. You know, you're just searching online randomly and stuff pops up. Mm-hmm. So apparently in New Zealand, there's a huge problem with tourists shoplifting.
And where?
In New Zealand.
Why?
Because
all the Americans go there because of Lord of the Rings.
No. This is the weird thing about
right.
it.
No.
The reason is they're reacting to this is because there are apparently no safeguards against any kind of stealing in shops in New Zealand because they're extremely naive. Look, five people were charged in court with shoplifting from the warehouse. This is one store called okay. The Warehouse.
All right.
Apparently.
Sounds exciting.
It says overseas tourists appear to be targeting the warehouse for shoplifting with a way to steal from the retailer as advertised online. So people are going and telling you how you could steal stuff from this place called the Warehouse. A bunch of French people stole stuff and got busted. A bunch of Italians admitted stealing a car power inverter from the warehouse. They took the inverter from the packaging, hid it in a backpack, purchased other things, and then, you know, tried to get out of the store with it. They got busted.
Sure.
This is what they said. We ran out of money and our phones died, so we needed this stolen item to charge our phones. Meanwhile, they had stolen other stuff.
Oh, my God.
The best part about this is now they're having discussions in New Zealand about how to stop shoplifting. And they've come up with these ingenious plans of having people greet people when they come in the store. Having people, security, look around the store.
No.
I'm not kidding. Not to see if people are stealing.
Are you kidding? This is...
But also monitoring online, because they went online and people are like, there's like forums where it's like, yo, here's where you could steal from. And here's how. The people are,
wow.
But the fines aren't that high. So they say they're charging people for the items. And then the people are forced to pay $150 to the store manager for emotional harm. And that money then goes towards a staff social function. Now that alone would get staff looking for shoplifters.
Absolutely.
If I knew every time I caught a shoplifter, $150 was going to go into the kitty for our party, I'm going to keep an eye out.
And then I'd steal it.
Yeah. But the weird thing is that it's an emotional harm payment. So the people who work in the store manager is emotionally, like negatively, emotionally impacted by these.
But it's a store. It's not, it's stealing from the
It's New
person.
Zealand.
It's not.
I know.
It's a corporation.
Yes. So this would be like if we stole from Walmart and then the Walmart store manager is like personally offended and hurt
oh
and we have to
God.
Give him $150. For a party for the employees of Walmart. Isn't it bizarre? It says...
Our feelings are so hurt that you took from us.
It says foreign tourists are just a part of the epidemic.
Ooh, it's
so like local people are doing it as well.
Okay.
It said recently, and this is, they must have no crime there at all. Recently, a cruise ship passenger was thrown off a cruise ship for stealing a handbag.
Thrown off the crew?
Yes.
Like walk the plank?
Yes. No. Not asked to leave. Thrown walking the plank. But then the guy that they interviewed said.
That's pretty stiff.
Yes. I guess no one's above this sort of stuff. It's fucking shoplifting, New Zealand. Everybody steals.
Everybody has
It's
stolen.
Not personal. They're not trying to get at New Zealanders. It's not a personal thing against you.
People just have a compulsion to take.
Yes. So they're just trying to figure out how to. I guess I'm assuming in New Zealand, my research shows that they have no tags on anything.
Mm.
You don't have to use you can use your own bag. So people are just walking around putting things in their bag.
Because
it's you know how Macy's has a bag?
Right.
No, they don't have bags everywhere. The staff isn't trained to look for people who are stealing.
It's just like, come and get it.
All the good shit's at the front. Like at the beginning of the store. And it says the people who, the retailers who don't use bags have customers running around the store with products in their hand and then a piece of paper that looks like a receipt. So that's how you can.
Oh my God.
There's no wonder people are stealing.
Oh my God.
I mean, no tags, no security, good stuff at the front, no bags.
It's like there was a thing. I think JCPenney had that too. Did we discuss
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, they took all the radio tags off of things.
Yeah.
And then people were just stealing like mad.
Yeah, they took all those tags off and you could return without a receipt.
Yeah.
So you could pick something off the rack. walk up and be like, I bought this and get the money back.
Apparently, New Zealand and JCPenney need to talk to somebody about better security measures. I just think it's fascinating. I wonder if in New Zealand you could return something with just a receipt.
Yeah.
No item.
Oh, my God.
Bizarre.
That is so strange.
Yeah. So, I guess, I don't know. If you're going to shoplift in New Zealand, it's too late. They caught on.
Oh, my God.
They caught on.
It's weird. I have something here that can kind of that's kind of related to that in a way.
This should have been, hey, you didn't know it. This should have been news of the oblivious living in New Zealand.
This kind of stuck with me. I have tips on becoming a better person.
Oh, dear.
You know, people want to become at different points in their lives. So, like, so spring happens, or there's a new year, or it's
spring.
I don't know. At the start of something
new for you. Yeah, yeah.
Or a birthday. I want to turn over a new
leaf. Yeah, new leaf.
And this really got to me because we recently had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
A couple of feet. And then we had a really, then everything got warm fast. So the snow melted. And it revealed the evidence of people who do not clean up after their dogs.
Oh, no.
All over the place.
That's awful.
It's just turd city.
Why don't they just, you know, when I was in Los Angeles, this is just in West Hollywood, they have free bags everywhere.
Yeah.
So if you're walking down a block at the beginning of the block, at the end of the block, and sometimes in the middle, there's a little, like, bucket that you can put the stuff in. And then they're free bags.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse. Because sometimes I think it is that people are too lazy to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a bag, you know.
It was so much. It was so much. It was just like,
it was like France.
The snow is covering it. It's my day off, you know, from picking up
turds. Oh, no. I didn't even think about that. Okay.
Yeah. And so one of the tips
I can't find it because of all the white snow.
Yeah. Right. So, Sarah, do the right thing just because someone is watching. Or don't do the right thing because someone is watching. It says here, for example, pick up your dog poop, even if no one is around to see you do it or not. True character is what you do when no one is looking.
Yes, they need to be given out fines. They need to have cops in, like, disguise.
Yeah.
Or just somewhere and just be popping out and $25 on the spot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Pick up your dog shit.
Yeah.
I had a dog. I had to pick up the shit. I didn't like it. I don't have a dog anymore.
Yeah.
That's how you do that.
Another way to be a better person is, stop wasting water.
Yes. It's a huge pet peeve of mine. People have this idea that there's an endless supply of it and that it's quote unquote free. Ain't nothing free.
Yeah.
Like someone's, if you're not paying for it, somebody else is. If you pay taxes, you're paying for water. Turn it off.
It says, we get it. You don't want the person outside the bathroom to hear you poop. So you turn on the sink.
Really?
Sing a song.
Or just have them deal with it. What are you doing out there? Like, is it that intensive? How much noise is going on? Does it sound like construction?
Everyone has to realize the bathroom is a safety zone.
Yeah.
And whatever happens there is totally legal.
Or get away from the door while I'm taking a shit.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. So, you know, stop turning on the water when you're doing your biz. Doing something as simple as turning off the tap while you brush your teeth saves 4 gallons of water. Can you imagine how much you're saving with the toilet time? So it's like these very simple things about becoming a better person that are turd related.
These that are toilet related. Toilet news.
It's like,
isn't Toilet Day coming up again? National Toilet Day.
I think Toilet Day is coming up.
So are the rest of the tips like poo related?
It's about recycling and there's one about cheating and it's like, don't cheat.
Pick up after your dog, don't waste water. Don't cheat.
Yeah. Cheating on your partner for some immediate gratification will more likely lead you to end up being alone.
What if it's a long term thing? What if you have a long term goal to cheat? You don't want to be gratified today.
Yeah, you want to be gratified continually for a year. You shouldn't be cheating with your health or your well being, which means either.
What do you mean you shouldn't be cheating with your wealth?
So don't cheat with your, the way this is written. And beyond that, you shouldn't be cheating with your health or well-being, which means you need to ask for a raise. Start an exercise plan and tell the people you love how you feel every single day.
This is all over the place, man.
It's all over.
This person has a really strange idea about being a better person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, another one is stop wasting toilet paper. there's a lot of anal fixation. What is that going on here? It's simple but important habit to start. Use only what you need because toilet paper wipes out 27,000 trees a day.
It's so bizarre.
And that's just from me.
That's just personal. Yeah. After living in Eastern Europe, well, from camping a lot and going to camps, and also from living in Eastern Europe, I've reduced my toilet paper usage.
Yeah.
When I was in Hungary, we had this toilet paper. It was called Crepo.
Nice.
It was like, seriously, you could have folded it up, made a paper airplane out of it. Like, boy. It was not. But then you get into this thing of like, just do what you have to do and get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to massage it. Yeah. You don't need to, like, ball it up in your hand. You know, people use a lot of toilet paper.
They do.
It's like, just move on.
Because it's like, it's going somewhere.
Yes.
And you're not, like, your eyeball's not right on it.
But you have to remember, when you first get out and on your own, and you see what the price of paper products are, that's when you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Like, wait 1 minute.
That's why a lot of places don't, like, leave the toilet paper stocked in the bathroom.
Because people steal it.
People steal it.
I've gone to people's houses, I won't mention names, where they have the industrial size. I'm like, dude, you did not buy this in a store. You don't even have a place to put this. It's just a big roll on the floor now because it's too big to fit into any normal toilet paper. Where did you get this from, your office?
They had a couple of shots.
How'd they get it home?
Take that, the man.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, so those are some things. What else do you have?
I have, what am I going to do here? Oh, penis news.
Oh, here we go. This is our favorite segment.
This is hashtag penis news, where we talk about penises in the news, which is scrotum stories, dick updates.
Yeah.
It's all here.
All here.
So this is penis plant implants are here. Okay.
Oh, boy.
They only come in large, extra large, and extra, extra large.
Of course.
Of course. And it's made by this guy called Dr. James Elist. Urologist and inventor of the Penuma implant, which sounds awful.
Yes.
Penuma. He said he had sizes extra small and large, but nobody wanted it, obviously. Demand for penis enhancement is growing. This thing is growing.
Oh,
but he's invented this thing, and he's the only person who can perform the operation. He's done 1,300 operations. They're about $13,000 each.
Wow.
It's really expensive. So basically the penuma is
you can't put a price on a penis.
You can't.
No.
The penuma is a sheath of silicone. It's inserted directly into the peen. And it's supposed to give you more length and girth. I know, I'm upset by this. Like, I'm in pain. I'm crossing my legs because it sounds so awful. They a lot of guys said they just wanted a bigger penis.
Sure.
Like this guy who got one, he's like, it's bigger, you know, he already had a decent sized penis, but now he got a bigger one, and then his wife is not happy with it because she said it's too hard to give a beej. This is what people don't think about.
Right,
it's not just the vagina that a penis goes into. There are other locations.
Yeah, there's penises go everywhere.
Yes,
and it has to be a penis has to be like a little black dress.
Yes,
it has to suit all occasions.
It has to suit all occasions. It says in the past, what doctors would do to make a penis look larger is they would just cut the suspensory ligament so it would hang lower. Same penis, but just looks longer. So then they came up with this.
It's like, bigger box, but the same amount of product.
But only 35% of the people who got the snip were happy. All right, The rest of them said they were not happy with it at all. Doctors also used to inject collagen or fat into the penis, but apparently that made for an incredibly lumpy penis. Yes, because as we know, collagen migrates.
Right.
You know, one day it could be at the tip, the other day on the side, who knows. It says for people who cannot afford to have this implant, just look in the mirror direct and your penis will look longer than it does when you look down on it. Apparently. I never thought about that before because we don't get that view. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So it says the implants are $13,000. One guy, again, another wife complains that her husband has turned into a sex maniac. He was already 6 inches. He added on more, and now he's hard all day.
So he's got to use it.
Yeah, all day long and every day.
It's a new toy.
The original name for the penuma was the happiness.
The happiness?
Yes, like happiness.
Oh.
The happiness. So this, I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, I think your penis is fine, certainly, but now that everybody's out there up in the ante,
yeah,
it's going to be like boobs. It's going to be like an arms race.
Right.
And remember how boobs get, and then boobs in like, say like the late 90s got to this ridiculous size where it was larger than a woman's head.
Right. And there were all kinds of different ways to, fillers to use.
Mm-hmm. And the problems happened. Yeah. People had to have the boobs taken out. Some of remember the saline implants used to burst.
They were leaking.
They were leaking, all this kind of stuff.
Gentlemen, you can't keep them forever. You have to take them out and either put them away and, or replace them or something.
Most things that you put into your body, if they're in there for long enough, have to either be replaced or, you know, something adjusted. Something has to be done to them. I just hope that no one is harmed by any of these penumas if they are rejected by the penis and try to get out of the penis in any way or anything goes wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hope
it's
so
bizarre.
Too. That's, you got to watch that because, I mean, with the breast implants, the leakage and the migration, where is it going to go with the penis?
What if your penis migrates to like your left cheek or something bizarre? Or, I don't know, migrates to the scrotum. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, God, that'll be painful.
Yes.
That'll be extremely
painful.
And then
you painful. Just have, you have like a regular penis and then like a really small scrotum-y looking penis on the side hanging there.
It's going to hurt.
Yes.
It's going to hurt terribly.
I just think, too,
you guys, be careful out there.
It's like with a TV. Like, you know, you get your first big screen TV and it seems big for like a week.
Yeah.
And then after that week is over, it seems small again. You want a bigger one.
You guys, you're going to be on the bench and we need you on the court.
Yes. So, yeah, the penuma, it's out there. If you have $13,000 and a hang-up, you can get yourself a larger penis.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I don't know where guys are getting. Women are not complaining about penises.
No, but, yeah, nobody's complaining.
No one's complaining about penises. In any case, that's my penis news.
Okay.
13 grand.
Wow.
For the penuma. I got to come up with something. The market is ripe.
Yeah.
All right, what do you have?
I have a Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, Tales from the Campfire is a segment where we go on the internet and we find tales of the paranormal, ghost stories, folklore.
Urban legends.
And we retell them here on the Digital Campfire, so gather around.
Gather around, listeners.
And stay gathered.
This one is called The Valentine's Visitor.
Oh, cool, okay.
Yeah, even though Valentine's Day has come and gone.
That's right. It has. Yeah. It's long gone.
It passed, but this is a story worth repeating. Okay. So I haven't posted in a while because everything has stayed pretty much the same since the last time. But anyway,
okay.
So this person is posting their multiple accounts of ghost stories.
Okay. And nothing new has happened.
Anyway, this story takes place on Monday, the 14th of February.
Okay.
All right. I said last time in my stories comments that I didn't know if demons or whatnot understood holidays.
Okay. Do they know it's Christmas?
Yeah.
In hell.
Yeah. But anyway, it was about 5 a.m. on Valentine's Day. I was lying in bed.
Okay.
I'm an insomniac, so I don't sleep.
Okay.
And if I do, I would wake up if anything touched me. I felt
That goes for all of us, man.
I know.
Something touches people in the sleep. Like, we're, like, evolutionary predisposed to wake up.
Eyes open.
And defend ourselves.
I felt a cold breeze around my genitals. And when my...
Can you imagine?
And then my left leg went numb.
Okay.
That's sciatica.
Yeah.
That's like
it's not a heart attack.
Yeah. Okay. I thought this was just my demon playing around with me, as she normally would if she wanted to.
Okay.
I was lying on my back, and I couldn't get up. I felt a cold sensation going up and down my chest and to my crotch again.
Okay. Still sciatica? What say you?
I know, right?
Yeah.
This is different.
Yeah.
All right. I couldn't get any words out, and I just laid there. I know someone is going to say that I should have fought back, but I really couldn't have done anything.
Why? I haven't read his other stories, but it sounds like he's having quite fulfilling relations.
Yes.
With this person. She just blew on his genitals.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't move my leg. I couldn't talk, and I felt like I was tied down on my back.
Sounds good.
I couldn't sit up or anything. I kept having a strange tickling sensation on my tongue, and I kept tasting electricity every now and then. And every so often, I would get a cold sensation like one rubbing my chest, like the one rubbing against my chest and around my thighs.
People pay good money for this, by
the
way.
Absolutely.
He's getting it for free.
Yeah.
Plus sciatica.
When it...
Like a diagnosis. You should... That, my friend, is sciatica.
Yeah.
As
all
the rest,
sciatica.
Proceed.
Yeah. When it eventually ended, it went on for about 5 or 10 minutes. She wouldn't leave my head alone.
Excuse me?
I kept feeling drowsy, and eventually I drifted off to sleep and had a strange sexual dream.
Wait a minute, you just had a sexual dream.
I know. No, he was awake.
Oh, he was awake.
He was awake, and he had all this cold breeze and sensation.
And he hadn't had enough, so he went to sleep to continue. Yeah. This guy's greedy.
Yeah. So I had a strange sexual dream of this usual black-haired woman, except she was nude, and she was sitting up on my bed.
Okay.
Then she grabbed my shoulders and sat on my lap. I was also nude in this dream.
We were nude, is what you're saying.
I don't really want to go into deep detail, but let's just say in the dream she had sex with me.
Sex was had by all. Okay.
And since I haven't really had any encounters with her... and since then, I really haven't had any encounters with her a week on Valentine's Day. If anyone can tell me... if she knows it was Valentine's Day and wanted to make a move on me, or was it just a strange coincidence? So that's the question.
Oh,
this happened on Valentine's Day.
Do they know it's Valentine's?
Demons know it's Valentine's.
It sounds like a succubus, right?
Yeah.
Although, isn't a succubus like steal life force?
Yeah, you should feel weaker.
Yeah. So he was saying he was a little tired.
Well, before the visitor. After the visitor, you should feel even more tired. And then... as the succubus continues to visit, you're drained more and more, and you never get your vitality
back. You just die happy.
Yeah.
And satisfied.
But I have to say, there's a bunch of comments here, and one of them says,
I love the commentary on these.
I hope everything works out for the both of you.
You're a lovely couple.
If you decide that you no longer want to have a relationship with her, I'd be quite happy to adopt her.
Are you kidding me?
I have fostered other succubi, incubi, that other people decide they don't want where relationships are concerned.
He's just taking on strays?
Yeah. If this is your choice, please contact my previous post to see how to contact me.
Wow. Now, is there a pimp on here like, hey, man, that's one of mine.
Yeah, basically. Like,
get your room.
He's gathering all the succubus.
To him.
Yeah.
But like, how does the guy transfer the succubus to this guy?
It works out.
Yeah.
I see this guy sitting there, you know, with the tips of his fingers touching back and forth.
Like, maniacal. I'm just wondering, like, what are the logistics of that? Like, this guy, how do I contact this guy if I have an extra succubus I don't want anymore?
There's instructions. I'm not going to repeat the instructions on how to contact this guy.
How do you transfer the succubus?
Well, he's going to tell you.
Oh, he's going to tell you. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know how that to do.
I'd like to know. Inquiring minds.
Yeah. So nobody answers the question, do demons know it's Christmas time?
No, Valentine's but Day? Someone offers to take that demon off your hands.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Thanks for no information whatsoever. That's bizarre. So I have something that I saw here. There's a website called TV Tropes.
Okay.
And .org. And basically, it just gives you a list of tropes of, like, stereotypical characters, stereotypical situations that are pretty tired.
Okay.
I just randomly came across this one. This one is the, what do they call it? It's like the pretty ugly character. So when you talk about, like, TV ugly, they don't want an actual ugly person. They want someone who can play an ugly person. So it says, and this character is unattractive, appealing, has a hard time dating. But because they're saying the reason why it's hard to find actual ugly people is because those people are dissuaded from entering Hollywood. Those people are dissuaded from acting.
It's like, no.
If you're not attractive. So when they need someone who's actually plain looking or quote unquote ugly, they can't find the person.
So they usually kind of like muss up somebody.
Yeah, so they're saying the tricks that they use, and I never thought about this before, they make the character quote unquote plain with some of the following or all of the following. Okay. Thick glasses.
All right.
Even though it's 2016. Braces, freckles, unfashionable clothes, unflattering hairstyles, better looking friends, bad lighting.
Oh.
Bad lighting. And then they give the actor a colors that clash with their natural skin tone. So whatever your colors are that you should wear, they do the opposite of those. Then when they make the person attractive, they simply put them in the colors that work for their skin tone. It's pretty interesting.
That's really
They change the lighting. They change the color of the clothing. They take the glasses off. They take the, you know, the appendages, whatever they have in their mouth. They take all that kind of stuff away.
That really is a nice tip for everybody. Get your colors done.
Yeah. But it says here that all of this stuff is a setup for what they call an unnecessary makeover, which happens in every movie where you have the quote-unquote unattractive character, where someone realizes, like, oh, ugly Betty actually isn't ugly.
Right.
She's just poorly lit.
Yeah.
and is wearing the wrong colors.
Yeah.
It says it may lead to an unnecessary makeover or tips on how to act sexy by a more socially adept friend, because the idea is that the status quo is the most important thing. And I just found it interesting because, you know, you see all of these movies where there's like the ugly duckling. It's like, well, she's just wearing like a wig.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, you're like, she's just wearing glasses. And why did she take the glasses off?
And she has like, and she has no makeup on, or they put like a whitish kind of makeup on to make her look paler.
Yeah. Yeah. So the idea of this thing is that this is, but at the end, they always learn that it's just better to go back with bad lighting and the big glasses and be yourself.
Yes.
Right? So that's the TV trope of the pretty ugly person. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
That's really interesting, yeah.
And this website has all of them. And you look through them and you realize, like, man, people are unoriginal. You see every single... I was looking at the one for women in particular. So it's like this ugly duckling, the evil stepmother. You know, like all the different things that go along with it. You could just pick out some of those characters and just throw them together, and you have like
script,
insta.
And that's it.
That's it.
Well, you do it
Insta-plot.
For each generation. You do it for each, like, tween generation, for each, you know, late teens, early 20s. You don't understand that you're seeing the same thing
same
over and
crap
over,
over and over again.
Until you reach a more mature
age. And that's why it's so hard now to watch TV.
Yeah.
Because by the time you get to the age that we are, you've seen all of
these.
You've seen it so many times, you're like, oh, here we go with the glasses.
Yeah. You can start out watching a movie at this point. You can watch a movie, and then you're like, oh, this A, B, and C is going to happen. And it'll end like this.
Except for The Revenant, where I was so exhausted.
Okay, I still have to see
that. I didn't know
what
was going on. All right, what do you have?
I have some barnyard news.
Oh, awesome. So we like to report on animals that are in the barnyard and some that aren't in the barnyard.
Yeah, these ones could be found in the barnyard.
Oh, awesome.
Actually, talk a little bit about spiders.
Oh, nice.
All right, so not everybody's favorite.
I like them. Do you like spiders?
From a distance.
Okay.
If I had one on me, I'd be sad.
I saw some tarantulas when we were on vacation, and I thought I would be more scared.
Yeah.
They're scared. A lot of creatures are creepier on film and on TV because they're accompanied by crazy Foley artist sound. First, like the animals that are tiny and quiet are like chomping and marching really loudly. And then also they film them in ways that make them look creepy. But anyway, go ahead. So spiders.
I remember I was camping years ago out west, Utah.
West. That's scary on its own, not because of the spiders, though.
And,
I don't trust Utah.
And my friend, when we would go hiking, we'd also have the headlamps. You put the strap around
Your
head.
Like a miner.
Yeah, like that. And it's so much easier and you can get around better.
Hands free,
for sure. Anyway, so my friend, we came back to the campground and there's picnic tables. And she decided to lie back on the bench. And she still had the headlamp on and the light was shining underneath the table.
Oh, she was lying face down.
She was lying on her back on the bench.
Okay.
So
oh,
then
I
the
see.
Table is now
was illuminated kind of, from below.
Right. And so she's looking and there was like this giant spider and it was one of these poisonous breeds in the area. I mean, it could have just dropped down on her or one of us or like, you know, he grabbed the table, grabbed the spider and I just almost died. Well, anyway.
The weird thing about that is I've had situations like that before and I'm like, how come everyone isn't getting killed by these things?
Yeah, right.
Are they just being really judicious about it? The spiders?
They're not dangerous.
Or they don't care.
They
don't care about us.
Yeah, they're used to us.
I guess.
They're like, whatever. Anyway, so about the mating of spiders.
Okay.
Many male spiders present dead insects to prospective mates.
I didn't know that.
It's like, here's a nice fly for you, right?
Yes. Here's a nicer fly for you.
Well, yeah. Well, in part because a lot of the female of this species, they will consume the male after sex.
So is he trying to say, eat this, not me?
Yeah.
So like have a snack first. Don't be so hungry after we have sex that you need to eat me.
Right.
Fill up.
It
this
is
nice.
It's,
I like this.
In
this
part,
is the opposite
of
in human culture.
Yeah, in part to keep the indiscriminately predatory females from eating their suitors.
Wow.
In some spider species, males wrap an insect gift in silk webbing, so the female would be preoccupied with the unwrapping of it.
While he runs off? Thereby saving his life?
Further enhancing the male's odds of escaping the mating process alive.
I want to see one spider come with like a shitload of bugs. Like, where's Henry going? Dude, he's surviving. That's what he's doing. He's surviving. Wow.
And then, listen, there's at least, the males of at least one spider species give females just a wad of empty silk.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Typical. There's always one, right? Hey, get a load of this. She's going to be unwrapping this forever.
Yeah, and there's nothing in it. How angry would you be if there was no fly inside?
I guess that...
I would be like, oh, girls, let's track yes. him down.
I have to say, though, that that male
get
spider...
Harold
probably is quick on his feet.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Because if he knows there's nothing in there...
You better run.
But why take the time to wrap nothing? Why not just get a fly?
Because he's
surely
lazy.
You can get one. You're a fucking spider. A lazy piece of shit. Does it ever
happen?
He's a bad
provider. He's a deadbeat.
He's a deadbeat, yeah.
He's a deadbeat spider.
He's got eggs all over the place. He doesn't even know who they
yeah.
are. Is there ever a situation?
It's like they're like, okay, bring her a fly, bring her a caterpillar or something. It's like, I'm just going to bring whatever.
I'm just going to bring whatever. It's like the panty rose.
A guy brings like a Christmas gift or a birthday present. There's nothing inside.
He better run.
Better run.
They better mate first and then
mate
run.
Mate first. Let's yes. have sex. Let's have our nice Christmas sex, right?
Yes.
And we'll do the presents at midnight.
Mm-hmm. He'll be like, I'll be right back. I'm just going to run.
Yeah. All right, so you get there Christmas Eve, you know, have the meal, have some sex, presents at midnight.
And he's out of there.
She's like, what?
My question is, does any male spider not make it? Like, is there any female spider out there who just woofs the whole thing down?
Oh, yeah.
And then the dude doesn't even have a chance to get away.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then
they
goes for the dude next.
A lot of them, the women eat the men.
Okay, so
this is the evolution of the men trying to smarten up.
These gifts are not making it then all the time, basically,
right.
is what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, it's a kind of like, this isn't Tiffany's,
yeah.
you know, type of situation.
Yeah.
That all you got?
Yeah. So they're trying to evolve and wow. survive this ravenous female.
And somebody's already come up with a trick.
Yeah.
This early in the evolution.
Yeah.
What if the women catch on? They're like, girl, open it first.
Yeah, right.
Before you mate with him,
put three legs on his neck. Yes. And with the other ones, unwrap
the gift. Fast. Look at it first. If it's worth eating, maybe let him go.
Yeah.
If not, throw the gift to the side and eat him.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I like it. Go spiders. You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. How about you?
I have here how to develop a photographic memory.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I've always wanted to have one since I saw it, I think, in Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Well, there's one method. It's called the dark room method.
Okay.
And the military has been using this technique for decades. You need a piece of paper with a cutout just large enough to fit a paragraph of text.
Okay.
A book in a dark room and sit in it with a light you can easily turn on and off.
Okay.
So sit next to the light switch, get your little cutout, and get your text.
Okay.
Fit the cutout over in your cover sheet to the page that exposes the text you want to memorize.
Okay.
So your text is in this little window. Figure out the perfect distance to hold it so your eyes focus on it. Then turn off the light and let your eyes adjust to the darkness.
Okay.
Then looking directly at the paragraph, turn on the light. Then quickly turn it off again.
Sounds like torture.
And the image of the paragraph will remain before your eyes. Just like...
True, yeah, yeah.
Right? So practice this 15 minutes a day for 1 month. And then you will train yourself to glance at images and then quickly just remember them.
Have you tried this?
No.
Okay. I think we should try. I want to try it. I do. I try to test myself on memorizing where things are. Just, I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a method I don't know about. I know the method of like, look at stuff, stare at things for a few minutes
mm-hmm.
and then close your eyes and you can still see the imprint of it and try to remember where everything is. That is how I pass the NYPD test. Because
okay.
they have a page where you have to, like, memorize stuff.
Yeah.
And then ask a bunch of questions
right.
before it, which I thought was interesting. But I didn't know you could do it with text.
Yeah, do it a dark room method to memorize text. There's another thing if you have to memorize a list of items.
Mm-hmm.
It's called linking them.
Okay.
You kind of imagine you have your list, and then you... Suppose your shopping list includes a hamburger, butter, laundry detergent, and toilet paper. You may not remember the list, but you will remember images. You have like a creative image, like an angry cow sliding into butter. So you're like, oh, hamburger and then butter.
Did you just come up with that right now?
No, it's on the thing.
Okay. I'm like, geez, Katie.
And then you'll need
angry cow?
Yeah, then you need to launder her hide and dry it off with toilet paper. So it's like, Okay, the beef,
the bottom. Just write it down.
I know, I know. But there's another way to do this that's a little more simple. Wait, making up this whole...
I'm caught up in the story. Yeah, now I want to know what happens. Was I going to the supermarket or was there a bionic cow with beef?
Without going that far, what you would do, and this is what I do actually, and it works, is that if you have a list of things, mm-hmm. you just imagine them touching each other. So laundry detergent, right, touching a roll of toilet paper.
No, so you do a visual of what everything looks like.
Yeah, you just link it. And so that, and then the toilet paper now is touching the toothpaste. The toothpaste is touching the Swiffer. And you have them, imagine them touching each other. So then you have this long chain and you can remember a long list of items that way.
I mean, I like your method, but the angry cow sliding into something, there's something there. Like, that's just a very exciting image.
It is a very exciting
image. As exciting as, what was yours, some milk next to some butter?
Yeah. No, mine was...
Maybe you didn't sell it.
My laundry detergent next to the toilet paper, mm-hmm. next to the toothpaste.
No, I want like a socialist laundry detergent that's trying to invade, you know.
Yeah, right.
This crepo toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are just, how to develop a photographic memory. I really like that dark room
method. Yeah, I want to try that out now. Yeah. I think that's kind of cool. Just bonus advice.
Oh.
So the question, dear Amy. I have an interesting,
oh
I don't know
God.
This one, Amy Dickinson. I have an interesting ethical and perhaps moral dilemma.
Dun, dun.
We spend a significant time at a cabin we own, and our longtime gardener and maid have keys to our home.
Oh.
This was written for them by a slave, probably, and sent in by an indentured servant. The gardener also has keys to our cars.
Wow.
When my wife and I returned to the cabin recently, I found two containers of sexual lubricant on the kitchen counter.
Sexual lubricant. It's another good band name.
Yes, sexual lubricant. Yeah. My assumption is that one of them used our home for a tryst. And that's upscale, right?
Yes.
And forgot to remove this evidence. The gardener and the maid are both married, not to each other. Mm-hmm. The bottles remain in plain sight on the kitchen counter, and neither has claimed or mentioned them.
Those aren't mine.
I am reluctant to ask either of them because it might point to the other as being unfaithful and would expose them as having used our home for non-work-related purposes. People who think they have servants are funny.
Yeah.
Right? These are just people who work for you, man. Yeah. They don't give a shit about you. Okay. They do know each other slightly. I'm sure they know each other very well, and I'm not trying to let you know about it. Either could lie if I ask. Basically, because of my suspicion, I'm going to worry about their trustworthiness until I resolve whose it is and how it got into our home. We have grown unmarried kids. They have their own homes. I asked our son if these items belonged to him, and he chuckled and said no. Now he knows by deduction that I suspect hanky-panky from one of the employees. My wife wants me to drop it. What do you think I should do? So that's the concerned homeover.
Wow.
So a lot. First,
there's a lot going on here.
My first reaction is.
So what? If people have keys to your vacation home, they're going to have sex in it.
Yes.
That's all there is to
yes.
it.
Yes.
And if you're grown
probably
children,
not your staff, though.
No, the staff will do it. And so will your kids. Your kids will have the. Yeah.
I think it's the kids on this one.
I think that everybody's having sex in that house.
And they accept that
for the
lube.
Guy writing the question.
Yeah. How do they know it wasn't their lube?
Yeah.
Oh, because they're not having sex.
Yeah.
My first comment with this was like, I don't give a shit about rich people and their problems.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's fucking on your counter. I hope the maid, your gardener, and any other people that you have hanging around that they clean up after your lazy ass are fucking jizzing all over the place, doing whatever they want. It's just so rude. Like, you're going to ask the maid and the gardener if it's, you know what I mean? Like, that's
who is having sex?
Yes.
Who is having sex
are
in my
you,
home?
Are you plebs even allowed to procreate?
How dare you?
How dare you? So, dear concerned, it says, in addition to your Downton Abbey-esque theory that either the maid or the gardener is getting it on in your cabin, there are many other possibilities, including the idea that either of them are both or using your cabin for trysts with their own spouse or with each other, mm-hmm. as you were saying. Mm-hmm. Anybody. Why wouldn't somebody fuck in a house you're not living in?
If the house is empty.
8 months a year. Yeah.
It's just a beacon.
Also, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Like any kids, any local people, the neighbors, whatever. It says, or their cousins, kids, neighbors, or anyone else who has access to the keys or the cabin.
Yeah.
Or your car.
Right.
To remove the sexual, moral, and ethical component from this. Yeah, I'm not sure what the ethical part. You're left with what you have is basically a security breach. You and your wife should point this out to your employees and ask them if they know anything about it and ask them to answer in the negative, which I would. But like, no, that wasn't my condom.
Right.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? Good day.
Good day.
I have cleaning to do.
I said good day.
I said good day. I must now attend to the hedges. I suggest you review whether you keep any valuables in the cabin. Well, no, I guess just the counter on which people can have sex.
Yeah.
And investigate installing a security system. Double check your insurance and install a camera you can monitor remotely.
Oh.
I guess so you can catch the gardener and the maid
in
flagrante.
And your kids.
And your kids.
Yeah.
What if everyone, I imagine that this place is like known for if you need to get a quick boing.
Yeah.
This is the place. That was my sound for sex.
That was a great sound.
Foley artist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. What are the maid and the gardener doing in the family cabin?
Yeah.
In the family cabin. Yeah. It just, what was interesting to me about this, it just exposed my prejudice of not caring about people who have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because the moment I heard that they had staff, I was like, whatever. Be
my
careful.
Staff. Yeah.
My staff. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. We could use some staff here at Hey You Know It.
Yeah.
People to prepare.
If you have a restaurant, people are going to steal your food.
Yes.
If you have an office, they're going to steal your Post-its.
And your, yes, three
and if you
paper.
Have, and binder clips.
Yes,
and if you have an empty vacation home, people are going to have
yes.
sex in it.
Which is why you should always try to have somebody in or near, you know, people coming in and out of your home
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis. The same goes if you go away for
yeah.
a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yes, people are going to fuck. In your place.
It's gonna happen.
Because it's safe.
Yeah.
Anyway.